Listen closely as your radio plays a program of a slightly different strain. Tonight, my children, a new power will rise, unleashed upon you all in this musical disguise. Your cities turn to ash, the broadcast is cursed, the signal is peaking and can't be reversed. If you choose, my children, you can try to hide, but I strongly suggest you run.
Hi everybody, we're the Hypnophonics, and you're checking out The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Yo!
We are the Dreadnoughts, this is Squid Vicious.
Oi!
This is the Dread Pirate Cruiser. My name is Uncle Touchy, and you are tuned in to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Hey, we're the Creep Show, and you're checking out The Grind on Punk Radio Cast.
Brilliant.
I love it.
What's up? You have tuned yourselves in to another volume of The Grind right here on punkradiocast.com. I know we have a lot of listeners across the globe today who are excited to hear some stuff from The Creep Show, The Dreadnoughts, and The Hypnophonics. Well, folks, you have tuned in to the right place at the right time. Volume 64 of The Grind, that's what we've got for you. This is our Halloween hangover. The Grind was actually quite busy on Halloween night in Edmonton. Myself, we took in The Creep Show, and you're going to hear interviews from that and the other two bands in the show today. And we also had our Calgary correspondent, Stacey Steele. She was in Calgary, hence the Calgary correspondent thing, and she was at Mac Hall for a concert that had the likes of Passenger Action, The Rebel Spell, and the Almighty Propagandhi, folks. So we will be bringing you that interview in next week's show. That's volume 65 of The Grind. We will also have an interview with the Mad Caddies. They're on tour right now in Canada. I'll be hitting up that show on Saturday and packaging that along with the Propagandhi material. And we're also going to get one of the guys from the Gallows on the phone and see what's new with them. But I digress. That's all in next week's show. Big show for you today. Lots of great stuff. And we also have two From the Mailbox artists that we'll be putting in between the interviews. And just some other stuff that will spin off the top as well. I am also excited by the fact that I was able to find a little bit of time to do some video editing as well this week. So right now, I can guarantee that there is a Creepshow interview and performance video up on The Grind's YouTube page, youtube.com/burnside780. You can also link to that off of our MySpace page, myspace.com/burnside780. And got some other stuff that we still need to get to, hopefully sometime this week. And that being said, I am just thinking we should just get into the show. Now, if you're not familiar with the other two bands that were touring with The Creep Show, that is The Dreadnoughts and The Hypnophonics. Well, here's a little piece that The Creep Show has to say about those bands.
The Dreadnoughts, for sure. Everybody should check those guys out live.
Best band in the world right now.
Every single night they are going on, and like we're watching them and standing there, and I'm thinking, fuck, I don't want to go on after these guys. And that, you know, not to be a jerk, but that doesn't happen very often where you're like, you get to play with a band that you're really stoked on every single night for like 2 weeks or whatever.
Also, the Hypnophonics play probably the most original music that I've heard for a band play in a long time. So,
yeah, they're really, really good.
Children of the Atom, that was the Hypnophonics, giving us a little tease of what we're going to hear in their interview segment coming right up in the next 5 minutes or so. And that was coming off of a self-titled release back in 2008. Now, Halloween is done. That was last week. And before you know it, Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, will be done. And, you know, that means that probably right now you're already seeing a lot of Christmas stuff up in your various malls and big chain superstore shopping centers. So it is getting to be that time of the year again. It's unavoidable. I'm going to maybe be the first person on Punk Radio Cast this year to spin some Christmas stuff so early in the season. But it is Christmas stuff, but it's good Christmas music. This next song is a brand new track coming from our friends down in Ventura, California. The band is Wages of Fear, and these guys have a Friday the 13th show coming up in Carmelito, California, with Ill Repute, Stop Breathing, and The Inoculators. So if you're down in that area, make sure you check that out. If you are unfortunately not able to hit that show up, there's gotta be a Wicked Friday the 13th show going on somewhere near you. So I encourage you to go out and see some live music. But in the meantime, stay close to your computer, stay close to whatever you're listening to this on, because we've got lots of great stuff. This is Wages of Fear with That Time of the Year.
That time of year, the meaning is lost, it appears. sack on my back. You're gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, it's just a time for a baby. So it's falling on the ground. Well, you've been a real good little baby. Santa Claus is back in town. Hang up your stockings and turn off the light. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney tonight. Oh, it's Christmas time for the baby. The snow is falling on the ground. Well, you've been a real good little baby. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And another Christmas theme song in there for you. That was Santa Claus is back in town, the Creep Show doing their rendition of that. That is coming off of a Creepy Christmas Classics limited edition 7-inch that they released on Stereo Dynamite Records a little while back. Now, every once in a while here on the show, we are affected, unfortunately, by things that I will call ghosts in the machines that either cause us to lose bits of or complete interviews. And unfortunately, that happened to us during this volume's material. We were running low on battery power at the end of the night, and during our last interview, we had to switch batteries a few times. Now, the part of the interview that I thought we would have lost would have been the last part, but I guess what happened is we recorded probably about 10 minutes worth of stuff with the Hypnophonics, and then battery crapped out. Because it's all digital, it died before it was able to save the file. But that being said, we do have a bit of our conversation with the Hypnophonics, with one of the biggest bands in the future history of popular music. And there's a lot of great stuff going on with these guys. In fact, they have a few of their songs included on a brand new video game that is coming out. Perhaps you've seen some ads for it. The video game is called Wet. And without even looking at that video game's track listings, I can guarantee that this song is on that soundtrack. This song does come off of their brand new release on Stomp Records, Last Band on Earth, but we are playing the version that is found on their original Hypnophonics self-titled release back in 2008, because it has a little bit of a rawer sound, and I'm a big fan of the sound of those bass strings slapping against the frets. This is the Hypnophonics, Romance with a Rapist, on the Grind from RadioCast.com.
You thought you hosted, you naked and tied you to his bed. You're gonna be a swap.
Bonjour. Pablimos.
Okay.
Bastek.
Okay, three, back online.
Two, one. Here we go.
Hypnophonics.
So, European tour, hopefully next fall. Not confirmed yet, but we will most likely be doing a North American thing. So, going down the States, South, West Coast, then back through Canada in April. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Starbuck, our drummer, who's not here right now.
I believe he's sleeping in the van.
He's sleeping in the van.
He is.
Well, yeah, he's getting married in March, so yeah. Congratulations.
You guys going to be playing the wedding?
No.
No?
I will.
Are you guys even invited?
Yeah, actually, he will be. His other band will be playing.
His real band will be playing the the wedding, and Joel Kaiser and the Devil Zone.
Great band.
Fantastic band. Band.
Where have you guys found the best response to your style of music that you've toured so far?
House shows.
House shows?
You know what? The first time, as far as out of town, not including Montreal, because obviously it's hometown, but the first time we went to New York.
Yeah. When we played at Otto's Drunken Head.
In Manhattan was amazing. That was amazing. Yeah. That was last summer? Or summer before?
Something like that.
Yeah, that was absolutely amazing. Everybody seemed to really, I don't know, like it a lot.
Dig it.
So that was good.
Yeah.
Was that an intimidating experience to go across the border and deal with all that extra bullshit to get
Yeah, specifically because Charlie's not Canadian. He's not a citizen. He's French. So we always have a little bit of trouble crossing the border. Yeah. But we always go down as tourists.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, we don't bring our own issues.
I to Barack Obama and George Bush. I'm American. Hello.
You hear that? France apologizes.
There you go.
New York City was actually really good. And we played there last May with the Quakes as well, and that was a really good experience.
And our brothers in arms, the Arkhams.
Amazing. You guys don't know who the Arkhams are, the Memphis Morticians, best bands
on the East Coast. Right now, the two of them, they're unstoppable. Mm-hmm. It's psychobilly without what's expected.
Yeah.
You know, there's no hearses, there's no zombies. Yeah. There's no psychobilly by numbers with them. It's just good. Yeah.
It's from the heart.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's got a bit of R&B to it too, like with the Arkhams, and a lot of garage to it with the Memphis Morticians. I just want to kiss them all the time.
Words of wisdom for Punk Radio Cast listeners and viewers. Any great advice?
Get a van with insulation.
Yep. I don't know. It's only gay if you kiss. That's my motto. I don't know.
Don't do drag unless you're 13.
There you go.
Yeah.
That makes
30 or 13, one or the other.
Yeah. Either one. 30 and 13, just those 2 years.
15,
yeah.
I mean.
Maybe. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, anything else you guys want to get out there before we wrap it up on tonight?
Is there any news? Do we have anything going on right now?
No.
Other than the tour? No.
Actually, we are working on doing a kind of six track of only cover songs.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be
really exciting about that.
It'll be an EP, yeah.
That would be
probably some B-52s, really vibes. What else?
Really kind of different kind of songs, not expected song that we could do.
So if people are looking to find you guys on the web and maybe get some more info on this, when details come up, where should they find you?
MySpace.com/TheHypnophonics.
And www.TheHypnophonics.com. And we have a Facebook group as well. I don't know what.
That has a whole lot of numbers in it.
Yeah.
Facebook addresses are hard.
Yeah. Just search Hypnophonics.
Exactly. Yeah, no. But don't search Hypnophonics because that brings up some sort of...
like techno band from Florida.
And also...
Which is fucking awesome, by the way.
Yeah, and...
slightly better than us, but they actually don't look as good, but, so...
No, yeah.
And a self-hypnosis website.
Google is your friend, by the way. So you will find us.
Hypnophonics with MK Ultra. That's coming off of their brand new release, Last Band on Earth. We also, in the midst of their interview, heard another track off of that album called Youth on the Loose. Now we're going to slow things down a little bit for you here. Maybe get your adrenaline levels back down to a reasonable level. We're going to get into some bluesy, rootsy type stuff. slow it all down a little bit, and then unleash the Irishness of the Dreadnoughts. Coming up in about 15 minutes, right now, we're into our first From the Mailbox artist. The band's name is the British Columbians, and as you possibly have guessed, they are from British Columbia. These guys are heating up right now. Earlier in the summer, they played on the Vancouver Date of the Virgin Music Festival and have been continuing to get great reviews. Let's get into a few tracks from them. This is Hail to the Rising Sun. Great stripped down bluesy stuff right there. Hail to the Rising Sun, the British Columbians, coming off of a self-titled release that is getting quite popular these days with the old independent record stores. Find them online, myspace.com/thebritishcolumbians. We have a few more tracks from them. Originally, we were going to be playing these guys in last week's show, the program with Flogging Molly and Ben Sinister. We got a little crazy busy towards the end of the week, and I completely forgot to include them. But I wanted to make sure you guys heard this stuff. Let's get into another song from them. This is Hoodoo, the British Columbians on Volume 64. Have had a bit of a rest, but now we're going to kick them back into high gear for the rest of the show, starting it all off again with the Dreadnoughts, great band from Vancouver, BC. A lot of Celtic influence, a lot of cider influence in these boys as well. This next one is coming off of their 2007 release, Legends Never Die. This is the Dreadnoughts with Leonard Cohen. We'll be right back.
64. We're here in a parking alley, parking place somewhere. Something's going on. There's the dreadnoughts.
There's no liquor.
No liquor. Not at all. None's been consumed. We've got a band whose members are as eclectic as their sound. It's the dreadnoughts. What do we have here today?
I don't think you understand how eclectic our members are.
I've seen just a little bit, and I think, yeah.
On the right, we got Mr. Squid Vicious on the bass.
I would just like to say we're part of an incredible movement, the post-good slowcore movement.
It's right. He's the international bass sensation.
Absolutely.
This is the Dread Pirate Drizzle.
I play ukulele!
Plays ukulele, and I am Uncle Touchy, and I'll show you after this if you want to know why I'm called that.
Anything to do with the costume, or that's just something completely different?
No, this is random.
He's just stepped like the queen, that's all.
Yeah.
So you guys just recently toured Europe?
Yes, indeed,
how
we did.
How the hell was that?
It's cheaper to buy alcohol there.
Yes.
And it's more widely available. In Poland, we found a bottle of vodka for 4 zlotys, which is the equivalent of 78 Canadian cents.
And if you can't afford that, you can buy this Yabel stuff, 2 bottles for 2 zlotys.
Incidentally, homemade bathtub wine in Poland, 27%.
Yeah.
That is a win.
That'll kick you in the ass right there.
Hey? Oh, yeah.
So I took a quick look on your tour blog. I have to say, that's one of the most interesting reads I've had in a long time.
Anything in particular you found interesting?
I really enjoyed the concept for Rock Band Reality.
Yes.
Have you guys had any offers yet
production? No, but we will. And this moment that you're filming right now is a perfect illustration of what Rock Band Reality is like. Everyone thinks, oh, you get on a stage, you know, Rock Band, you get your play of the song, show's over, everything's great. No, you gotta load 17 fucking merch boxes into a fucking trailer with a cocksucking drummer's made off with a fucking car keys, and you can't even get in. He's gone. He's not answering his goddamn cell phone. That's reality. Don't forget it.
In the game, your stamina would be going down by now.
Right now, yeah. My stamina is dropping as we speak.
But after a show like tonight, your stamina is going to be pretty damn high.
Arguable.
We're going to work on that later. Someone has $700 worth of alcohol back at their house that we're planning on reducing to negative 700. Santa, Marina, what's you done?
Come to be? What all kicked it off?
Well, we started in East Hastings in Vancouver, and we were listening to some Irish and Gypsy bands, and then we went to the Ivanhoe in Vancouver, and it sort of came together that way. Like, you take traditional Irish and Gypsy music, and then you go to a bar, and you get completely obliterated, and then it sort of comes out naturally.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I actually found Seamus on Plenty of Fish.
That was a good catch then.
Yeah.
So you guys have played all sorts of crazy places. A high school in Quebec as well.
Yes.
Was that the most insane place? Or have there been crazier places that the Dreadnoughts have
been crazier places, but that's one of the first time we actually got one of our first Nazi salutes, I believe.
Yeah, there was a 12-year-old kid who gave us a Nazi salute.
You guys are up to two or three by now?
Yeah, I got to a few more because in Castle there was a big Nazi influence in the band. It was strange. There was this pop punk band, but still big Nazi draw.
Also,
apparently.
We played a street corner in Portugal when our gig got shut down by the cops.
That's true.
That was pretty interesting.
That's
concept.
Plus rock points right there too.
Yes, in the Rock Band Reality show, that's when you get like 10 experience points, but then you get minus 20 stamina points for having to drink all the fucking cider afterwards.
Yeah. That's cider. Rumor has it you guys enjoy this cider.
No.
Not just any cider, though. We're a cider appreciation community that occasionally plays punk rock music.
To say we enjoy cider is a kind of a misnomer. Yeah. Cider is not something we enjoy.
It's like saying humans enjoy air.
Yes.
It's a necessity.
Cider is a way of life.
Yeah, it's a way of life. And we're hoping to bring the message of cider to the general community because most people think beer and wine and booze and whiskey are cool, and they are, but cider is much cooler.
So in your European adventures, best cider, where was that found?
Bristol,
most definitely.
England has uncarbonated 12% fucking cider.
Yeah, that is fucking scrumpy.
Galicia gold. And they sell it in 6-liter jugs!
Yes, indeed.
Fucking gosh!
We do have to give credit to Spain as well.
Spain tries.
Although they do tend to pour cider on the ground.
They do this thing where they pour it, this is a bottle, this is a cup, and they pour it like this, and spill all the cider on the ground.
What the hell's with that?
The worst part is they call it sidra, which sounds a lot like their word for AIDS. AIDS. Yes. So when we sing cider the song down there, they think we're singing AIDS. AIDS.
Sidra.
Not good.
With bullets in the pub, a quarter after six. Abbot up to the bar, to order. I'm back. This is here! Well, I asked her for a name. She flashed a wicked grin. Well, I asked for a glass of water. She bought a triple gin. Said, whoa, I didn't see you. Hot dress, don't you understand? As she walked past our table, out. Oh, she's gonna put me on. That's what I'm all about. Say, whoa, I wanna see you. Hot dress, don't you understand? Now it's a long way to Kelowna, and I walk the whole night through just to be the one together in the sun with you. This is here!
Brand new album for you guys just recently came out on Stomp Records, Victory Square.
Yeah.
How has that been received so far?
Anally or vaginally?
Whichever way you want to take it, I guess.
No comment. I've been saying that one for years, actually. Good. Sean from The Creep Show loves it, and that's all we care about. The rest of you can find
There you go. Stamp of approval, hey?
That's right, yeah.
Now, did you record that at The Hive in Vancouver?
Yes, we did, yeah. Stewie. Stewie at The Hive.
What experience was that? And I have to say, Stu McKillop says hello, by the way.
Hey,
Anyway,
Who is this?
It's Stu B from Studio B.
So how is the new record differ from your previous release that is slipping my mind right now?
I've had a lot of previous releases.
More drinking.
We drank more in the studio, and it's black instead of white on the front.
That and it's good.
Wow. So are you saying don't pick up your previous album? Or?
Fuck that shit. I will take your money!
Wait, I got text. Wait.
Oh,
wait,
you got text. Hold
it. Here it goes.
Coming in your face.
So you guys are heading back to Europe in January. Any specific dates that are really exciting you? I understand that right now there's a show that's being prepared with you guys, Circle J, and another group, and if people want to vote online as to where nice nipples, by the way. If they want to vote online as to the set order, they can hit that up.
Yeah, that's true, all of it.
All of that is true, and more.
Excellent. Well, anything else you guys want to get out there before we wrap it up?
It's cider swilling time again, ooh-ar, it's cider swilling time again, ooh-ar, ooh-ar, it's cider swilling time again, we might as one, we might as ten, and we all go rolling back to the pub again. Fellatio. We'll be right back.
the Dreadnoughts with the Skigjargan Polka for all you punked up polka heads out there. Also in the interview, following the first segment, we heard The West Country and a song called Hotress. All of those coming off their 2009 CD, Victory Square. We're going to take another listen from the mailbox here before we get into our last interview, The Creep Show, which is coming up in just a little bit. Let's get you primed with some great stuff from the Horrigans. This is Take Us Under. Us Under from possibly one of the best unsigned rockabilly, psychabilly, gothic-type punk rock bands going on in the States right now. That was the Horrigans coming from California. Let's hear another track from them. You can find them online, myspace.com/thehorrigans or thehorrigans.com. This next one is Through These Veins.
Yeah. greater is the necessity to stamp him out and destroy him utterly. The salvation is his destruction.
These veins with the Horrigans. You can find them playing this Sunday in Costa Mesa, California at the Chronic Cantina. Actually, on Halloween, I believe they shared the stage with Korn, among a few other bands at the Halos and Horns shindig that was going on down there. Let's get into one more track from them. This is Never Feel Again, and then right into the Creep Show. Do it up, the Grind Halloween Hangover on punkradiocast.com.
I'm not afraid to die.
all your will to die. This demon's got you, she destroys you, not my line. Stop now and you'll have to face it. Flee for the baby and it's you he's chasing. Oh no, 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 no way until you're more. She'll drag you down and make you tremble. You can't escape her suffering. There ain't no place to hide.
Run for your life.
Nobody's gonna wake
her up. Run for your life.
Nobody's gonna save you now.
He feeds on broken dreams and haunts you through the night.
Run for your life.
Nobody's gonna wake
her
up.
Run for your life.
Nobody's gonna save you now.
This train's a hellbound ride, so hold your pillow tight.
The never-ending self-destruction's gonna leave you with nothing. But there's still time to save yourself and burn this city something. We built this up, don't tear it down. We need you in this game.
Back to the grind here on punkradiocast.com. We have some fine individuals from the Creep Show right here. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Played a fucking awesome set tonight, I must say.
Thank
and
you.
It's Halloween.
Yes, it is.
It's
Happy
Halloween.
Did
New City, did Edmonton live up to what you expected for Halloween?
Edmonton blew away all of our expectations.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's usually what happens when we play here. They usually blow us away.
I really like pancakes in the morning with breakfast and
nice.
And bacon.
Larazza pancakes?
So big news for you guys. It's been released, obviously, but you guys have been signed to Hellcat Records.
Yes, we have.
Sure. How does that change your point of view as a band?
I'm a huge dick to all my friends because I know that I'm now better than all of them.
I'm also now best friends with Tim Armstrong. We go fishing occasionally and have cocktails from time to time. It's not funny.
No, I know. It's not funny. I was thinking about a joke earlier that I
heard. Oh, yeah. He takes them very seriously. Cocktails.
I can't top that.
Sorry, what was that, Sick Boy? I didn't get that.
See what Sick Boy has to say.
Don't steal my booze.
No, it's really cool because we've never had a label in the U.S. before, and we toured there a bunch of times, but now we do. So that's
and
pretty cool.
The best label, maybe.
Yeah, that's the one label that we really, really wanted to be on since we were little punkers. So,
do you think that's going to change the touring experience in the States for you?
I hope so.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, it's weird because we just finished a U.S. tour and our record came out the next day when we got into Canada.
Yeah.
So we still don't know, but we're hoping to find out really soon. We're going back to the U.S. in February. So we'll see what happens.
But before that, you are going to Europe?
She is on her solo tour.
I'm going
tour.
To Europe. Okay. I'm going yes. to Europe. I will be going to Europe after this tour.
How does the rest of the band feel about that?
They're probably happy to get away from me for like a month and a half.
Away from me. That's what I care
see?
About.
See? Yeah, they're stoked.
I do know you guys are going to Australia, playing the big Soundwave Festival.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, Matt actually learned Australian just
that's
a
right,
couple
oh,
days
mate.
Ago, right?
Yes, yeah.
G'day, you creature, eh?
See? Yeah, we're excited because we get to go in February and we get to play with lots of cool bands and it's going to be hot.
Have you guys been there before?
One time.
Never.
It'll be the first time for all of us.
Yeah, I'm terrified. To go.
And then we get to go to Japan.
Excellent.
Yeah, we just confirmed Japan like a few days ago.
Yeah.
Sweet deal. So all of this international globe hopping, where have you guys not had a chance to play that you would really like to expose Iraq?
Liechtenstein. Iraq. Liechtenstein, because that's where all the Nazi gold is, in Liechtenstein.
Have we? I would like to play somewhere like Hawaii or something.
Yeah, because we actually semi-confirmed, but not confirmed, a bunch of shows in China. And how amazing would it be to play in China? Like, I can't even imagine.
I personally would love to play Barrie, like, many yeah. times.
You just lost a bunch of fans in Barrie.
What?
Well, no. We never played there.
I'm fucking serious.
We often played there. Sorry that you don't want to play there.
Yeah.
You just lost a bunch of fans, sick boy.
Yeah,
next question.
Next question. Some new material in the works for the Creepshow.
Kind of.
We have zero songs.
Well, we have a few songs, but just skeletons of songs. Yeah. We haven't had the time to actually sit down and put them together yet.
We have a lot of tasty riffs, a lot of tasty licks.
How does the writing process work for your band? Is it everyone brings their own sort of idea to it, or is it?
Yeah. Usually, I write the entire song, and they're like, "Yeah, that sounds good," and then we do it. So.
No, usually he does that, and we're like, "That song sucks."
What were you thinking?
No, we all bring our own stuff, and then we jam it out, and everyone kind of puts in their own 2 cents, and then. Yeah, and we all, like, Sarah writes the majority of the lyrics, but we all have a hand in the lyrics, too, and everything, so.
I write the majority of the face melting.
That's true. He writes a lot of face melting solos.
And I definitely do not play the majority of those face melting solos.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
We hire guest guitar players to face melt.
Speaking of guest members in the band, you had an individual from the Dreadnoughts come up and help you guys out on a song.
Sure did.
Is that something that happens a lot?
I know Sarah just thinks he's really hot. But we've been watching their whole set every night, and we're like, how cool would it be to have him come up and shred a solo? And tonight he did it for the first time, so I can't wait to see the footage of it.
Who doesn't want to get fiddled at some point in their life?
We don't do it very often, but when we were watching it, we could hear it. And it's always good to have somebody else come up and do something
and diddle us.
New.
I mean, fiddle us, sorry.
To the ground as it burns, airwaves call out into the night, live through the sounds. We can't see an ending inside. City will never be the same.
So you guys are only 5 days into your Canadian stretch of the tour. Like you said, you just came up the west coast of the States. And how has the camaraderie been between the bands on this stomp tour so far?
Really? Really good so far.
I just throw it out every once in a while.
It means like the like friendship, or the meeting and the friendship.
We actually knew the Hypnophonics before, and actually the guitar player directed our first video ever.
That's right.
So we've been longtime friends with him, and we very quickly became friends with the Dreadnoughts, and so that was good times. And I'm quickly becoming less and less friends with the rest of my band, and I want to join their bands, but keep that downwind because I don't want them to know that. Hey, Sarah! Oh, so good.
Hey, buddy!
Oh, I'm so excited
to
see
buddy.
You. Again.
Buddy.
Again.
So just going back to the Hellcats record signing, you guys are the first Canadian band to be signed to Hellcat?
Yeah. That is true.
What do you attribute that to? Just your overall awesomeness?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We just...
Sean actually slept with somebody at the label.
I had sex with Brett Gerwitz. No.
Oh my God.
No, we've been touring so much on our own down there without a label, and I think when they liked the record and then saw all our tour dates, and I think it just made sense for them, I guess. But it surprised us big time. We got a phone call after we played a show, and it was mind-blowing, and it happened eventually.
Took about a year of trying to keep it secret, and then...
And not keeping it secret.
Not keeping it secret, really, and then eventually... I told my mom and dad.
I actually told
and
your
my
mom,
cat.
Actually,
oh.
Which is weird. And I think your mom...
We're not friends anymore.
Sorry, your mom told my mom.
Next question.
So we kind of touched on this a little bit, but in a previous interview with you guys last year in Calgary, you were talking about how being independent is the way to do it.
Ryan Flashback, Volume 27 with Stacey Steele.
We're really starting to discover like the independent side of the music industry, and like, I don't know, for me, I have some friends that are like, oh, we're signing to this major label and they're going to give us all this money and blah, 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 and they don't do anything. You know, they just sit at home and they wait, and then they take a year to do a record, and then they play a couple shows, and then they shelve their album, and you're just like, you know, I think independent is definitely the right way to go, unless like it comes to like publishing. Someone wants to give you a chunk of money for a song, then it is okay. But no, I'm pretty stoked on the way that we've gone about things comparatively to other friends' bands that they get excited about stuff and they don't really know what it's like to work hard for something, you know?
Does your view change now that you have some more support behind you?
Well,
it's still independent. Like every label that we're on in every territory is indie.
That's true.
And I've been in old bands that were on major labels, and I used to tour manage bands on major labels, and there's so much bullshit. And like, we have control over everything we do, and that's the key. Like, if somebody's telling you how to dress or how to do what you're doing, then that never works out.
That's the most amazing tour band. And I don't even play tonight.
Nice. Like Sean was saying, like, we still don't, like, we don't ask for more than what we need, and we don't, you know, we're not getting showered with anything that we don't need or whatever. We're just, it's just more help. It's just like getting another independent label to give us that extra, like, that extra step. Yeah, exactly. Or like, just the extra support is really cool. So, you know, it's not like we just signed to a $1 jillion deal or anything, and it's nothing even close to that. It's like, just, this is how we want to do it.
It's a half jillion. Jillion.
Yeah.
It was like $500,000.
It was each.
I'm not swimming in money, I'm just waiting in it.
Waiting.
I'm just waiting around.
Yeah.
Satisfied. Well, okay, well, you can linger on. accept yourself is to blame. Again, you say you're not satisfied. What will it take? Will you deny?
A very distinctive sound, but there are a lot of great psychobilly bands in Canada. Why do you think that Canada is such a hotbed for that style of music?
Yeah, because I think in Canada it's relatively new. I think bands like the Gutter Demons have really broke a lot of ground for us, and I think in most of our opinions, like the Alley Dukes are the best rockabilly band to ever happen here. But I think there's been a lot of bands that have broken ground for us that didn't get props for it, and so we've sort of done what they did. But
it is really weird too that there isn't a lot of psychobilly in Canada, but like a good number of the bands are really good.
Yeah,
which is, there's a lot of crap out there, but for some reason in Canada, like, all the bands are really cool.
Yeah,
I think maybe because they're not trying to be like when we go to Europe, every band wants to sound like Demented Argo or the Meteors, which is kind of, it's cool, but it gets old, you know?
Yeah, if you want to do that, it's fine, but I think people, because, like, if you want to sound like Meteors, chances are you don't sound as good as the Meteors, because they are pretty good at doing that, so.
Well, is there anything else you guys want to get out there before we wrap it up? Any shout-outs, any bands that you think the Punk Radio Cast listeners might not be aware of that you want to expose them to?
Well, the Dreadnoughts, for sure. Everybody should check those guys out.
They're
live.
They're in the world right now.
Every single night they are going on, and, like, we're watching them and standing there, and I'm thinking, fuck, I don't want to go on after these guys. And that, you know, not to be a jerk, but that doesn't happen very often, where you're like, you get to play with a band that you're really stoked on every single night for like 2 weeks or whatever. So every night they're keeping us on our toes. They're actually making us put on a better show because we feel like we need to match them. And,
Also, the Hypnophonics play probably the most original music that I've heard for a band play in a long time. So,
they're really, really good.
Also, we're in Edmonton right now, so I want to give a shout out to the Riggin' Cowboys, who are probably, again, like one of the better Canadian psychobilly bands or whatever billy bands that have existed.
I love Tim Hortons always and forever.
Yes. Sharon, Lois, and Bran. Check them out.
Yeah. Is that a cereal?
Bran. Bram?
Bram.
Bram.
He said Bram.
It's the newest breakfast cereals, Sharon, Lois, and Bran.
Said Bram. And they came out with their own cereal.
And they'll
give a rinky too.
And they'll make a
sleep. I love you. I love you.
I got the power, babe, to make your heart melt. Your weakness shines as you start screaming for help. I'll get you back and turn your world all inside out. You'll only waste your breath with every single scream and shout. You got you got greedy, finally me alone and riding your pain.
Creep Show with You'll Come Crawling off of that newly re-released on Hellcat Records 2008 stomp release of Run For Your Life. We started off the Creep Show segment with the title track Run For Your Life. We also heard a song called Rue Morgue Radio in there and poking a little fun at the band with the title track of their previous release, Sell Your Soul. Well, that about does it here for The Grind Volume 64. Remember, tune in next week, that's Friday the 13th, for Stacy's interview with Propagandy, a chat with the dudes from Mad Caddies, and a quick little phone conversation with some fellows in the gallows. Thanks again for listening, and see you next week on The Grind on punkradiocast.com.